It's time for JT the Brick.
The Raider offseason is about content that is productive.
Shotgun to O'Connell. Backpedaling, lobbing to the end zone, trying to get at him. Makes the grab! Touchdown, Raiders!
I thought Aiden O'Connell played pretty well last year. He's a quarterback who's serviceable.
Now pressure. Gets out of there. Colby's got it from behind! Back at the 45-yard line!
There's no better player who plays with heart and passion and speed than Mad Max Crosby. Wait till you see him this upcoming season.
JT the Brick.
Dot to throw. Spillane on the blitz, and he wraps him up and holds him up for a sack.
I love the addition of Jack Jones. All the plays he made last year will be a great addition for this team moving forward.
Intercepted down the sideline. Intercepted Jack Jones, and he walks in. Touchdown.
And now,
Raiders!
All right, now we're good. Let's get to it.
Here's JT the Brick.
Out of the gate, JT on one of my favorite shows of the year. And I am ready to roll. Kind of did this show last night from the Raiders facility, the Raiders schedule release, and we're ready to roll again today on the flagship of the Silver and Black Raider Nation Radio, 9:20 a.m. and on that Raiders fabulous mobile app. This will be a good one. Here's the show. You ready for the show? It's going to be about 20, 25 minutes of me and then you. Okay, that's it. That's the show. It's pretty cool when you can do a show like that. No guest. I don't have this guest, that guest. I cleared everything out for you, the Raider Nation, today. And I got to get you going today. So as I always say, sound off like you got a pair. Get in here and tell us what you think about the schedule, why it's raw, why it's emotional, why it affects you, which is a big deal. It affects you as a fan. As a fan, you buy the tickets. You travel with the team. You go to games, you live and die with the Raider Nation. This means everything to you, and you were disrespected again, which is really a cornerstone of my legacy with the Raider organization. Nothing else. There's been better broadcasters. There'll be better broadcasters than me down the road. But no one will ever defend the Raider Nation anywhere near the way I do, and especially on days like this. So when the schedule comes out, I normally don't like it. And I like a lot of things in life. I like music. I like movies. I like a lot of cool things. But the Raiders schedule always amps me up. And it always gets me going. And this one, the same thing. Like everything, there's the good, there's the bad, and there's the ugly. Okay? That's what happens in life with everything. Not everything is great. Not everything is a Picasso. Some people don't like a Picasso. They want a Rembrandt. They don't like it. You look at art two different ways. But when you look at the NFL schedule, you need someone like me who has studied this and have my PhD in NFL schedules because I learned it over a quarter century ago by people who taught me it the right way. So when the schedule comes out, I often look at this. I look at the bye week. The bye week's very important. I look at, obviously, travel. Travel's very important. I look at, this is a West Coast warm weather team dating back to 1960. They are. And they've won some of their biggest games in the cold, but this is a warm weather team. It's not only are they a warm weather team, they're a dome team. So I look at cold weather games. How many cold weather games? And then I look at primetime games because I'm a season ticket holder. My tickets need to be more valuable than what I pay for because I own season tickets. I have the right for my tickets, even though I'm keeping the majority of them and giving some to some family and friends. I want my ticket value to be sufficient to what I paid for, and that would be primetime games. And then I look at rivalries. That's it. Okay, so it's about six categories that I look at. Then the schedule comes out, and then I start to go up and down. And we did that last night. I did that along with Eddie Pascal. It's up there on the Raiders YouTube channel if you didn't get a chance to see that. All right, here we go. Let's go this and start dialing now. I don't want to wait for you. I'm sick and tired of waiting for people to react. Let's go. If you know what you want to talk about with this schedule, don't wait 25 minutes. I'm going to go another 20, and my head's about to pop. So get here and get ready to go so I don't have to come out of the next break wondering where the hell you are. That's a big part of my life now, as my wife tells me to leave the house every day. Go get out of the house. Go do your show. You're pacing for 2 hours. Go do your show. Well, the only other thing that makes me pace is I want maximum interaction every day. 702-365-9200 on Twitter, X at JT the Brick, and we're live on YouTube now. We got 45 people there already, and they're blowing up the chat. Be a part of this internet YouTube family, JT the Brick YT. on YouTube. All right, so the schedule comes out, and they give us the first two games on the road. Really? Really? You're going to do that? What, is it a stadium conflict? Are the Stones coming back? Are we doing like an AC/DC show? What's going on here? We got two on the road? Why? Why are you giving us two on the road? Oh, you want the caveat to that? And two on the road against the Harbaugh brothers. Oh, that is really nice. So after the Charger game, John will call Jim, what with the Raider tendencies and all that. We'll have a little Harbaugh booking game. Okay, I was pretty surprised nobody had that. You tell me one person on God's green earth, anywhere from India, anywhere to the bottom of Brazil, you tell me anyone in the world who said, hey, the Raiders are going to open up on the road against both Harbaugh brothers. That would be no one. Even the Harbaugh brothers and their dad who says, who's got it better than us? Nobody. Even he didn't guess that. Even he didn't guess that. Imagine Harbaugh, Grandpa Harbaugh, saying, man, I'm going to come to the first couple of games, the Raider games, because they're playing both my sons. So we open up on the road with two games. You can't spin it. Can't spin that. You know, yesterday we were saying, well, you know, you open up with at home, you open up on the road, you get more games at home, whatever. We shouldn't be opening up with two games on the road. We shouldn't. We built the Legion Stadium. Okay, I'm not asking to play Thursday night. We didn't make the playoffs. But opening up with two on the road? Okay, thanks Park Avenue. So we get the Chargers coming off a 5-12 year. I want to dip that into the show in the next half hour a few times. I want to dip that in that the Chargers, America's new bandwagon, had 5 wins last year, lost Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen, and Mike Williams. But okay, I have no problem opening up with the Chargers at home. No problem. For me, it's the Super Bowl. For me, maybe not you, for Raider Nation. I'm calling it the Telesco Bowl, whatever you want. I'm ready to play that game today. I'm ready to play that game today because the last time we played them, we put 63 on their ass. 63 on their ass and fired their coach. Okay, you want us to open up there? We haven't been good there. We haven't been good there. We want to go in there, Raider Nation, with Armadillos, acting like we own the place, and we kind of do. There'll be more Raider fans there than Charger fans. And get ready for that propaganda, because the Chargers pay for propaganda from local radio hosts to lie and say, oh, no, that's not the case. Let me show you the season ticket numbers. No, the Charger fans right now are willing to sell you their tickets. You're going to have to pay for it. It's L.A. It's the number two media market. But if you're a Raider fan, they're already put the tickets up. Go buy them. Go buy them. Just go get them now. You do not want to wait for this ticket. Go get it. So we open up with the Chargers. I'm good with that. Tough game. Are they going to be better with Jim Harbaugh? I have the ultimate respect for Jim Harbaugh. He's an unbelievable coach. He hasn't coached in the NFL in a long time, and he's never coached this roster. He's never coached this roster. I'll take him week one. I would have liked it at home, but for whatever reason, they wanted us to open up with two on the road. Okay. So there's the Chargers. 5-12, we open up at the Chargers. Hey, Raider Nation, no complaints here. You got to go beat a 5-12 team. For me, if you look at every game, you can debate this is the most important one. You can. You can have that debate that this game might be the most important one because it's going to set the tone. Antonio Pierce, Compton, Inglewood in the hood, always up to no good. We got to go win that game. We have to win that game. Oh, we don't have to win. We got to win that game. That's going to be my focus of the offseason. All right, let's move on. That is a 105 CBS game, and then week two at the Ravens. You want the good news or the bad news first, Bobby? The good news is it's not a cold weather game. Good news is it's not cold weather. Bad news is Baltimore, it's their home opener, and they have 9 days off to prepare. 9 days off. As we have to travel cross-country, they'll have 9 days to prepare for the Raiders. Now, and here's what's even weirder than that. We all want Baltimore to beat Kansas City, right? All of us? We're all on the same page, so we're going to root for Baltimore on Thursday Night Football as we have our Modellos and our chips and salsa going, rooting for it, and then you have to instantly snap out of it. And then you're going to have to come out and say, well, now we got to beat the Ravens. You could beat the Ravens. The Ravens are going to be a heavy favorite in that game. They're going to be a heavy favorite in that game. That's a tough game for the Raiders. Now, week two, you got two back-to-back games on the road. You can arguably say the toughest game of the year is at Baltimore. Kansas City probably, but you know, we beat Kansas City last year. So there you go. That's a 10 a.m. start. I know a lot of people freak out about the 10 a.m. start, but that's what it is. You got to travel. They'll be ready for that. Week three, our home opener against the Panthers. I love this. Here's why. We don't need to promote our home opener. We're good. We're good. We don't need to run around with billboards saying the season's open. By week three, after being on the road twice, I would rather get our easiest opponent out of the way. Now, some Raider Nation's going to tell you I'd rather have that down the road. No, we need a win. All right, we need a win. We got to beat the Chargers and we got to beat Carolina. And God forbid if we don't, we got to have Carolina and we got to put them down. Now, I can't imagine this, but a buddy called me yesterday and said, what's it going to be like if we're in the middle of the Carolina game 0-2 and it's 14-all at the half? I said, whoa, don't manifest that. I'm the opposite. I think we could be 1-1 or whatever it's going to be, and we can go into that game and pound them. Carolina at home, 105 on CBS. That's our home opener. I have no problema with that. No problem. Week four, Browns at home. Number one defense. We got Christian Wilkins, Max Crosby. They got Myles Garrett. They got a better secondary. They got a better team on defense, but we're not too far off from them. We're not. Our defense is kind of in the conversation with them. This is going to be a big one with Deshaun Watson. What Deshaun Watson are we going to get? Are we going to get the one who went through shenanigans and has been a really bad player for a couple of years? Or is he finally going to have an MVP type of season? Before Deshaun Watson got in trouble for his extracurricular masseuse issues, he was an MVP candidate. And that's why he got the largest contract at the time in the history of the sport. He's a really athletic, good player. I like our chances against the Browns. They will buy your tickets if you even sniff and put your ticket online. If you even put it up there, and I'm defending the Raiders hard on this. No one told me, and no one's told me what to say on the inside, but I'm going to say this again. If you put your tickets up for sale against Cleveland, they will go in 30 seconds. They want to come. Their dog pound wants to be here. They travel well. That to me is a pick 'em game. They were 11-6. Remember, they weren't 13-4. Okay, they're not coming off the Super Bowl. The Browns are beatable, but the Browns are going to be the favorite in our building coming up there. All right, week five at the Broncos. Let's keep going. Week five at the Broncos, no problem. It's a non-cold weather Bronco game. That's important. We're playing the Broncos on the road. They could have dumped that after Thanksgiving, around Christmas. It's cold. It's really cold. You don't know what's going to happen. We got no problem with this game. There's some games I'm going to fly right over. We got to sweep the Broncos. We've won 8 in a row. That's going to come to an end at some point just because the law of averages. So I think we're much better than the Broncos, but everyone, you know, one time, we beat them last year? 17-16, I think was the score. And we beat them, and that was the home opener last year for Denver. And Jimmy Garoppolo, remember, he slid in bounds to end the game. I went nuts when they did that. So at Denver, October 6th, that's a Fox game at 105. I wonder if Tom Brady will get that game. I'm serious. I didn't go per week, but you know there's going to be some Tom Brady games here, who's partial owner of our champion Aces here. Week six versus the Steelers at home. Oh, okay. Now JT gets going. Now we get going. Sorry it took so long. Why isn't that game national? This is the problem I have with Park Avenue and their lollipop jet schedule, where the Jets are going to have 6 primetime games before week 11. The problem with the league now is they don't respect the rivalries as much as they do. And what I mean by rivalries, as I mean the rivalries of the Raiders, Steelers, the Bears, Packers, all of that. This one was handed beautifully, beautifully to Roger Goodell and his staff to put this on Sunday Night Football. This was the Raiders' one chance to host Sunday Night Football as a welcome pat on the back for pulling off one of the greatest Super Bowls of all time in a city that should have the Super Bowl every year, but you already knew that. I thought that this was the first big miss on the schedule. Look, they screwed us with 2 games on the road to open up. That's open for debate. But week 6 versus the Steelers, a 10-win team, the rivalry with the Silver and Black, 105 on CBS, the league looked at it and said, We're not giving you nothing. We're not giving you Monday night. We're not giving you Sunday night. I'm surprised by that. This is a marquee game. Steeler fans are coming. they love buying your tickets too. There'll be terrible towels. You remember the last time they were here? There were a lot of terrible towels. Someone told me in the building yesterday, maybe they get fatigue. They've been out here a few times. Maybe Steeler fans, like, I already been out there to Vegas. I saw the stadium. I don't have to go. But do you know how many Steeler fans there are on the West Coast? You know how many Steeler fans are in the state of Arizona? You know how many Steeler fans are in the state of California? They're just going to drive over. So the Steelers are coming there. I really thought that that was a miss. I thought it was a miss. That should have been a primetime game early, and it wasn't. Then at the Rams week 7, no issue. At the Rams, Rams are 9-8. You know, we're separated by one game. I think they'll probably be a favorite at home, but I think the Raiders can go in there and win. Remember the Baker Mayfield game where he went the distance and ended up winning the game? It's week 7 at the Rams, so both of our L.A. games are early. Okay, so both of the L.A. games on the road, short travel, is week 1 and week 7 taking on the Rams. And remember, the Rams don't have Aaron Donald, their best player, right? We have Christian Wilkins and Max Crosby, Malcolm Kuntz. If you look at the Rams rostered toe-to-toe, the Raiders is just as good. The advantage that they have, you know, they got Puka as a wide receiver. They got a good quarterback in Matthew Stafford. I'll give them that, but I think that's a game that the Raiders can win on the road. Then we move to week 8 versus the Chiefs. The Chiefs are at home. Where's Monday Night Football? Where's Sunday Night Football here for us there? Nothing? We beat them on Christmas. They're coming here. Okay, when we look at this, 125 on CBS. Nothing. Hey, Raider fans, go. No, this is just a 125 game. Just a 125 game. We got nothing for you. We don't got Sunday or Monday. We got nothing. Chiefs at home, October 27th. Ooh, and I figured this one out on my own on the show yesterday. This is our Halloween game. Yes, this is cool. Halloween, Raider Nation coming in. Now, we know Kansas City brings a lot of fans here. Maybe they have a little fatigue, too. But everyone get their Raider costumes on. Everybody paint their face. That's our Halloween game. You know, the Chiefs were only 11-6 last year, Bobby. They won 14 games. They won 15. The last game they lost was to the Las Vegas Raiders. They lost that game. So we get them there. Another non-playoff game. Week 9 at the Bengals. I'm excited about this one. A non-cold weather game. November 3rd. No ice. No sleet. Might rain. I don't know. But it's not going to be a cold weather game. Bobby Romanski doesn't have to go pack 70 coats with double liners there. We play Cincinnati. You don't even know if Joe Burrow is going to be healthy. No one knows if he's going to be healthy or not. Tough game. Raiders will be a big underdog in that game. But I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I can't sit here and blank and moan about every game. Come on. I can't sit here and tell you, oh, my God, we got screwed on this game, that game. No, we're fine. We're playing the Bengals. But as one Raider executive told me yesterday, man, that's another game. That's a game before our bye week. Man, we got a lot of tough games before the bye week. The bye week is week 10. I'm fine with that. Last year it was week 13. They screwed us. There was no bye week last year. What are you talking about? Guys were exhausted. Guys were playing. Max Crosby had an inflamed knee you didn't know about. Last year, they didn't give us a bye week. They didn't. It wasn't a bye week. It was at the end of the year. It was a joke. I like the bye week this week. I'm fine with that. We come out of the bye week. Now, this is where it gets interesting with my opinion and analysis on this. This is something I learned decades ago when I learned about the bye week and the schedule release. If coming off the bye week, we were playing at home, we wouldn't have to get on a plane. So follow me here. We'd come off the bye week. Players would either stay here or go home, see their families, come back, get into practice that week, sleep in their own beds. No, we're going to make the players come off the bye week, and we're going to ask them to travel to Miami, one of the longest trips of the year. All right, I'm okay with that. You don't want to play Miami in September. That was our big break. One of our check marks, the good, the bad, the ugly, is we don't have to play at Miami in the humidity, hardcore humidity of September. That'll be a good game. I think this will probably be the most traveled to Raiders game of the year. I'll get back to why momentarily with that. So a week 11 at Dolphins. Week 12, we get the Broncos at home. Right around, you know, that's a good game. November 24th. The Broncos at home. Broncos were 8-9 last year. Sound familiar with us? We swept them again. Week 12, we get the Broncos. So what's cool about the Broncos this year, last year was the first game and last game, right? We don't have the Broncos like that again. We're going to see the Broncos. We'll be done with the Broncos by week 12. Now, when we get into this conversation of what game, I'm not going to do we'll win that game, lose that game, win. I don't do that type of radio, but you do if you want to do that. We got to sweep the Broncos. If I told you that by week 12, going into 13, we had two wins against the Broncos and one versus Carolina, that's three, okay? And you need 10. You only need 7 on the whole schedule. You got to sweep the Broncos. You got to beat Carolina. You got to beat Carolina. You got to sweep the Broncos if you want anything. If you want anything this year and a reward with this schedule at the end of the year with all the home games. We should be happy about having home games late. The home games won't mean anything unless you beat Carolina and sweep the Broncos. You get it? You get it. I know you do. You understand that. So let's sweep the Broncos and beat Carolina. Let's have 3 on the board. Vegas only has us winning 6.5. So they think it's 6. We'd be halfway to our season total if you believe the bet noses. Week 13 at the Chiefs. This is the Amazon Black Friday game. Q Myers is big on this topic, rightfully so. Why don't we get Black Friday at home? The Death Star, silver and black. Why don't we move the Chief game up where we're playing the Chiefs early? Why don't we get this game on Amazon Prime? Anybody? Anybody want to answer that? Why they get that game at home? Chiefs got a tough schedule. Ours is actually harder. Because we have to play the Chiefs twice. I get that. So we get the Amazon Prime game, Bobby, that I guess counts for a primetime game. Even though it kicks off at noon. Noon local time here. So that is our Black Friday game that we have. I don't think anybody has a problem with that. Week 14 at the Bucks. So we're going to play on a Friday, November 29th. We don't play till Sunday, December 8th. Feels like a mini bye week, doesn't it? It kind of is. So it's like having a Thursday game and not playing till the following Sunday. We better take that momentum. But instead of playing at the Chiefs, here's where I'm good. Here's where I'm real good. Instead of playing at the Chiefs and sleeping in our bed, no, they're making us fly to Tampa. So we don't, that mini bye week that I told you about, we don't have that mini bye week. They took it because they're making us fly back to Florida again on one of the longer trips a year. Instead of playing at home and doing that after Kansas City. So that's back-to-back on the road. All right. Here's my encore. Okay, all great artists come out for their encore. How bleeping dare you give us one primetime game in our building against the Atlanta Falcons? How dare you do that to Mark Davis, the legacy of Al Davis, Mrs. Davis, and the brand of the silver and black? This is not a rivalry. This is no rivalry. These teams have no history, really, against one another. And I just gave you examples of the Cleveland Browns, right? Red Ride 88. Gave you examples of the Immaculate Deception. Put the Steelers on Monday night. Put the Browns on Monday night. No, we're going to give you Atlanta with an asterisk next to it. So when I took out my binoculars and then I put them down from my microscope, I also saw an asterisk there, which means they could flex out of the game. And they don't have to flex out of the game because of the Raiders. So let's just, for this open conversation, say we got one game, because the Amazon Prime game's not in our stadium, and I don't consider that prime time. It's on at bleeping noon. Give me a break. No, don't tell me that's prime time. The prime time game we got is against Atlanta at home. We have no history with them, no rivalry. Means nothing to everybody. And if Atlanta and us could be here, but let's just say, because we're on the flagship, we want to win here. Let's say Atlanta sucks. And they don't have a good year and they flex out of that game. And you get the email alert. I'm sorry, we're flexing out of our only Monday night game because Atlanta's only got 5 wins and we're going to flex out of that game. How nice is that of the league? This is where my rant is wrapping up. This is where I'm going crazy because the league missed. The Park Avenue boys and gals cared more about getting Aaron Rodgers on as many primetime games as he could. I have no problem with the Niners and the Chiefs playing in primetime and all that. The Chargers, whatever. This is our primetime game. This is what you're giving me, huh? This is the gift you're giving the Las Vegas Raiders in the media market that just gave you the Super Bowl, that gave the owners hundreds of millions of more because this market is flourishing now. It's a beautiful market. The NFL owners love it. They take their wives in private jets here. They dine at the finest restaurants, and you're giving us the Atlanta game on Monday Night Football at the end of December. Thanks. Really appreciate that. Now, what you want to thank you, Roger? December 22nd, Jaguars at home. No problem with the Jaguars at home. you know, what am I going to say about the Jaguars? Oh, no. Oh, no. They took my Hurricanes and cocktails away. The famous JT the Brick party on Bourbon Street. Oh, no. Don't tell me they put that in between Christmas and New Year's and the Sugar Bowl. Don't tell me they just told the Raider Nation, who has to pay for Christmas presents, travel to Vegas for the games, have budgets, year-end. You're giving us New Orleans on December 29th, you freaking scoundrels. You couldn't have gave us the Derek Carr game in October or November. You got to put it up against the Sugar Bowl or a college bowl game. You got to put it up against New Year's Eve. Oh, go look for a hotel room in New Orleans now. After the week of Christmas, heading into New Year's Eve at the college football hub, and go ask every Raider fan to go get a ticket now for that game. Oh my God, did they swing and miss on this one? I might still go. I think you might still go. Could they have made it any more difficult for us to have our Mardi Gras, to have our Raider Nation take down the entire French Quarter with thousands of people going up and down, and now you got wives and husbands going, I don't know. I got to pay for Christmas, man. I got to fly to see my grandmother on Christmas. Now you want me to go there? Thanks for nothing. Thanks for nothing, NFL. Oh, NFL, you couldn't have made something out of Derek Carr versus the Raiders? You couldn't have thrown that up with a little primetime sprinkle? With a little Bayou Cajun sauce on that? You couldn't have made that a little primetime? Derek Carr and revenge game? Put that up on a primetime? No. They just parked that at the end of the year. And then then we get the Chargers. We get the Chargers for the last game of the year. Which, probably, you know, we had the greatest game ever played at Allegiant Stadium is when we eliminated the Chargers from the playoffs. Remember that? The greatest game ever? Greatest game ever. One of the greatest game regular season or most important games ever played. Came down to the last second to change the playoffs. Remember Pittsburgh, the Chargers and us, and we end up winning and we went to the playoffs for the first time in Vegas history. And one of the teams, hopefully it's the Chargers. That game probably won't matter the way it should because it's the last game of the year. But I'm okay with that. We get the Chargers beginning and the end. Last year we had Denver the beginning of the end. So I'll get out to you now at 702-365-9200. Monologue brought to you by PTs. They fuel the monologue. Great place to watch the Raider games. If you don't have a ticket, head on out to PTs. Also partner of the Golden Knights. Is the schedule difficult? They're all difficult. We have the eighth. According to NFL, the NFL, which owns NFL.com, we have the tied for eighth most difficult schedule. The Chargers are at 27th, and they should. They won five games. Our schedule is always difficult because we have to play the Chiefs twice, and other teams don't have to play the Chiefs once, let alone twice. But I'm ready to conquer the schedule. I'm ready to go. I'm excited. I'm not going to give you the season total and what I think they're going to win or lose, but I feel good about the schedule. I just wanted to point out the utter disrespect the league has for the Raider brand and the global brand and the ability to market this team on more primetime games. A couple of years ago, they gave us five primetime games. I was thrilled. This year, they really just gave us one. I don't count that Black Friday game as anything. That's a money grab by the bleeping league. That's a money grab by the league. Don't tell me that's a primetime game. Primetime game is Sunday or Monday night football at Allegiant Stadium. Thanks for nothing. You did nothing for us on that. You actually screwed us, giving us Atlanta, which is probably the least rival team in Raiders history. Chris in West Oakland absorbing the schedule. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, JT. Yeah, a lot to absorb about this. And, you know, first off, you're right about the one primetime game we have, Atlanta. Here's my problem with the NFL in general. Number one, again, it's a joke that with some of the marquee games on the schedule, that's the one you're giving us to on a Monday night. But JT, say I'm a fan. You know me. I'm a college basketball coach. It's hard for me to get to games. A lot of times I'll fly in the morning, I'll fly out. Say I'm flying in Monday morning for I've got airline flight Southwest to come in from Oakland on Monday. Oh, I get the news the week before or when it's too late to change. Oh, by the way, we flexed that schedule to Sunday. Just shows you that the NFL doesn't give a crap about its fans in general. Raider fans even more so. And I don't do schedule radio, JT. You know me. I'm not going to sit here, break down this is a win, that's a win, blah, blah, blah. I will say this, though. Going back for years and years, there's a long history, whether you can call it conspiracy or not, of curious treatment by the Raiders, and this is just another example. Again, how many times have we opened with back-to-back games on the road, or even if we get them at home. It always seems to be two teams that played in the conference championship game the week before. Let's go back to the first ever game the Houston Oilers played in Tennessee. Guess who the opponent was? The Oakland Raiders. First ever game the Cleveland Browns played, the Baltimore Ravens, after moving from Cleveland. That'd be the Oakland Raiders. Time and time again, we seem like we go to Kansas City on a short week. When Pat Bowlen was the head of the scheduling committee of the NFL when he was the owner of the Broncos, there was a seven-year period where 6 out of 7 years the Raiders played the Broncos coming off of their bye. So while I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I definitely think there's something in there when it comes to screwing this team. And the biggest disappointment I had was just like you said yesterday, JT, when the schedule came out, or you said earlier today, New Orleans. You mean to tell me December 29th, not only is that game not prime time, you're right. The brand of the Raiders, that's a throwaway game to the NFL. Sunday afternoon, right before New Year's Eve, the lack of respect, not just to the Raider organization, but what they show to our fans, is just nonstop over the years. Let's go back to 2019. All the great rivalries the Oakland Raiders had, who do they give us in our final game at the Coliseum? The Jacksonville Jaguars. Not to mention, in the final 3 years in Oakland, they took a home game away from us every single year, playing one of these worthless games in England. I know it's not worthless. I know the money. But for a fan base that was losing its team, to take one of our precious home games away every year is something I'll still never forgive the NFL for. So, again, we can talk about the schedule, what it's going to play out over the course of the year. We'll get more into that later in the summer, into September. But to me, this is just another example of the NFL screwing the Raiders and their fan base over and over again. And you're right. You mean to tell me the Steelers, the Chiefs, we couldn't have found one of these games on a Sunday night? It's a complete joke. Very disappointed that I won't be able to go to New Orleans because, as you and I know, I spent a few times partying with you on Bourbon Street, but I probably have to call the satellite show to tell some of those stories. Anyway, yep. Thanks for giving a voice to Raider Nation, my friend, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, I don't want to kill any road trip for anybody there. I just said that New Orleans could have been great and very ideal, and they went out of their way to give a – they put no effort into the New Orleans trip. None. They looked at the New Orleans trip and said, Raider Nation loves New Orleans. And again, I don't think there was someone on Park Avenue sitting up at the boardroom table saying to the head of the scheduling, hey, let's screw the Raiders over in New Orleans. No, but – we're speaking on behalf of the Raiders and saying, you know, the Raider Nation, it's going to be tough for the Raider Nation on Christmas, post-Christmas, to travel from Oakland, L.A., and other parts. You know, everybody around the bayou will probably get there. Open lines. And again, this better be good today. I mean, I'm at wit's end with fans here who are just like blanking and moaning about everything. We want to hear from your voice. We want to hear what you have to say here. We're a caller-driven talk show. I gave you 30 minutes in a monologue without six clowns laughing at everything I said wearing a costume. It was all me. We're ready to roll. Let's go. What part of the schedule do you love? What part of the schedule are you pissed off about? That's the topic. That's it. Man, that's it. I got the golf on here. Scotty Scheffler, he's -3 through four holes. He is putting on a clinic. He teed off 9 behind Xander Schauffele. Xander Schauffele shot 9 under par. 62. Tony Finau, 65. Thigala, they shot 6 under. Rory McIlroy shot a 66 in the opening round where he's won at Valhalla. This is going to be great golf coming up here. JT, it's schedule release. We're also on YouTube. I'm trying to break a little YouTube record today. Baby steps every day, but I need you to jump in. Go to YouTube, JT the Brick YT. Get on in there, hit subscribe and like. Everybody in there, hit like, and we'll get it going. And we're excited we're able to do this. We jumped in before the show started. And then when we come back, we'll be able to talk that way. The DeCastaverde brothers have your back. The brothers win. If you get into an accident, call 702-222-9999. The brothers win. The DeCastaverde brothers, my guys.
Yeah, I don't think it's more about the heat. It's about team bonding. When I played in the National Football League, we never stayed at our facility. I was used to traveling and going away and kind of bunkered up, us and 90 or 85 players at the time, whatever it was, and team bonding, getting together, getting to know one another, get away from all the distractions, all about ball, just ball. You know, I told us I want us to be the tightest group of Raiders that hopefully this organization has seen, and that's what we're going to grow and build on and get that physical toughness that we want to build on in training camp. And, yeah, does it help that it's a little cooler? No doubt. But more importantly, you know, I think it's just good for our team to bond, to get away, and just focus on us.
It's Antonio Pierce talking about going to Southern California, Costa Mesa. JT, as we are back here, we're brought to you by Resorts World. You know, Resorts World has the best theater, arguably, in Vegas. It's brand new. They've had some world-renowned concerts, including Carrie Underwood. When you go to their shows, David Blaine, whenever you come out, you're right there at Doghouse Saloon. You're right there. You can go to Junior's, get the best cheesecake of your life. Great pastrami. You could walk around. Eight Cigar Lounge, our friends that are there. Wally's. And then they're opening up more and more retail. They have Mulberry Pizza. The pool is absolutely exceptional. And then every time I go there, they have a new activation. When the rodeo's in town, they do a brilliant job. They have unbelievable deals for locals, for parking, getting in there, and easy access in and out. You can come in via the back of the property, front on the strip. And we just want to remind you that they're a proud partner of our show here on Raider Nation Radio. And we thank Resorts World, one of the best known properties now around the world. Based now here in Las Vegas, and people love to go there, and you can go to Doghouse Saloon for Monday Night Football. We only have one Monday Night Football game, so that to me is just a slap in the face. Just a slap in the face. But this is, you know, I always do pretty good us against the world radio. You know, I'm pretty dramatic, us against the world. This might be the perfect time for Antonio Pierce. It really is. Look, I buy into all the coaches, all of them. Josh McDaniels, Tom Cable, Dennis Allen, Lane Kiffin. All of them. I want them to win. They come in, I want them to win. If it doesn't work out, we have an open analysis on it, and we talk about what went wrong. For Antonio Pierce opening up in Inglewood, he's going to have that place a hornet's nest. I don't know Coach well, but I covered his career as he was a Giant as a player, and I think I know a lot about him, and I'm getting to know him now. He will have Raider Nation in Southern California amped up, ready to roll. So it's not going to be like going into Baltimore week two, going into Los Angeles, right down the road from where he grew up. He'll have the team ready. But the team has to be ready. When you're opening up against the Chargers and Jim Harbaugh and then at John Harbaugh, the team's got to be ready. You know, I've been preaching about this. Whatever they're going to do with this 12-man personnel, this 12 personnel, the two tight end set, there's no time. You get figure it out. Figure it out now. Figure out the routes you're going to run, the exotic plays that can come off of it, the blocking schemes and what you're going to do, because we're going to need those guys, Brock Bauer and Michael Mayer, to grow up pretty quickly and play really well as we open this up. Bobby, we'll go to Ty in Jersey. He's been waiting the longest. Ty, thanks for waiting. We appreciate it. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, JT, man? 40-year Raider fan here. Mm-hmm. Been a Raider fan since I was 6 years old. Sat there and watched the schedule drop last night. You know, watched it on YouTube and everything. And I just got to say, so the thing I'm happy with is I'm happy with where the bye week is. The bye week, we got, you know, week 10. That's right in the middle. I'll take that. You know, gives our guys time to rest. You know, we play, I think, Kansas City right after that, I believe, I want to say. And right before that, I forget who we play. I forget who the schedule was. But that's a good time. But what ticks me off is, all right, I'm at the Jersey Shore, man. I'm at the Jersey Shore. I look forward to those national games, man.
Yep.
I look forward to seeing it prime time. You know, it's extremely hard on the East Coast to see West Coast games. Okay, just the way it's set up, it's almost impossible to see West Coast games. It drives me nuts. So many rivalries, like you said, so many rivalries that could be prime time. Raiders versus Steelers. Raiders versus Kansas City. Why would they put us prime time against the Falcons?
No idea. That's the problem. There's no need to put the Falcons, because then you got to say, well, wait a second. Kirk Cousins is that important to the league? That important to the league? Come on.
Seriously.
I mean, it's not like
it's Kirk Cousins.
I think the game that they missed out on for prime time the most was Cleveland. That's the game I think they missed out the most.
The Browns. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm saying that coming from having a grandmother who was a Browns fan. All right? Like, us in the house was just insane. So, like, that's a rivalry that another one that could have been up there. Derek Carr. The Saints. Okay, that's a huge one. If they sit there and they look at all the chats and they look at everything, Twitter, whatever, they will see that one of the biggest things is Raider Nation beefing about Derek Carr. This would be epic.
Yeah.
Epic.
Yeah.
And wait to the end of the season, literally the end of the season. It just makes no sense to me. It makes no sense.
Well, I appreciate it.
I think I'm just tired of the Raiders being disrespected.
Yeah, well, I think they are disrespected. Right. Thanks for the call. And I was thinking about you because I got a call into Phil Villapiano on this, who lives on the Jersey Shore too. And when it comes to East Coast games, so if you're an East Coast Raider fan, which there are a lot of them, right, there's no Giant and Jet game. So the Giants and the Jets came here last year. We're not playing at MetLife. We're not playing at Buffalo. We're not playing at Philadelphia. And we're not playing in Boston at Foxborough. That's a big deal. It's a big region. Big region. Western New York, Raider fans, wherever they are. So where are you going to travel to if you're a Raider fan back east? Well, you can travel to Baltimore. You can do the Baltimore game, and where else? If you're an East Coast Raider fan, you're probably not coming to the Charger game. You're probably not coming to the Ram game. Maybe you're coming to Cincinnati. The Florida fans got a really good chance. We got a lot of fans in Florida, so you got a chance to go to the Dolphins and the Buccaneers. And the New Orleans game, that's the thing that upset me the most, was just the New Orleans game. If you would have told me what's the one week you wish the Raiders weren't in New Orleans, I would have said a couple days after Christmas, December 29th. But you want to be glasses half full on that topic, you could go there for New Year's. Right, so you go to the Raiders, you go to the Raider game, and then you stay through New Year's Eve, and you have New Year's in New Orleans. That would be fun. I think that could be pretty cool. I can't do that. I got to come back to work. So, you know, I don't. New Orleans. I wish they would have played on Sunday night in New Orleans. I don't think both teams are good enough to get a Sunday night game like that late. But you could have flexed out of it. Stoner dude who just got back from Europe and has been traveling a lot. What do you think of the schedule, my friend?
Well, JT, first of all, this is the first time in a while I've been just excited to be a Raider fan, to go see the Raiders play. It feels like a Raider team. And piggybacking a little bit about your talk about Antonio Pierce and the fact that it's in L.A., I mean, they're going to be down there in Costa Mesa, you know, doing training camp. There's going to be a lot of promotion, a lot of hype. And it is a local, a home game for us as far as the fan base. So I think opening day is just going to be epic, man. I think the Raider fans are just going to take over L.A. I'll tell you the day that's circled for me personally, and me personally, because you asked what it means to us, JT, as far as these games. October 27th, the Halloween game, is on my birthday, that actual day. So for the Chiefs to come here into Vegas, and going to that game and hopefully watching the Raiders win that game, would just be the ultimate. And it also marked the one-year anniversary that Antonio Pierce would be the head coach for the Raiders. So I think that's a big one for me. But in general, we got the bye week in the middle. Mm-hmm. We don't have any cold games at the end of the season like you were talking about. Although that could maybe be a negative situation when it comes to the playoffs. You know what I mean? Because if we get into the playoffs, we have to go somewhere else and play in the cold. So I'm hoping we can just win as many games as we can, bring it on home to Vegas. I'm just looking forward to the season of being a Raider fan.
Thanks, buddy.
Raider.
Taking a big one on the way out. So, all right, look, let me say a couple things about what I talked about with Eddie Pascal last night as we jumped in on this. Eddie and I had to go. You know, I had the schedule yesterday a little bit early. No leakage here on this show. And then when Eddie and I got there for our pre-show meeting, we started going over the schedule. And Eddie had a really good point about the gauntlet of like week 7 to 11. The three games before the bye week and one week after is a big run. I talked to a executive today who told me off the record, not for radio use, that's why I say off the record, that got to win a lot of games before the bye week. The bye week, it's a hard schedule before the bye week. It is. And not that New Orleans and Jacksonville are going to be easy late, and of the other games that you think you could possibly win, but this schedule, the opponents don't bother me. What bothers the opponents, I knew who the opponents were months ago. That's not why I'm flipping out. I just don't like the fact that they made us open with two on the road. I do the pre- and post-game show. I'm going to be at the Torch for the first time week 3. I don't like that. I'd rather open up at the Torch with Eric Allen. So we'll make the best of it. I'm looking at this column online here that just came up on my screen. Let me see who it's from. It's from Clutch Points, and it was on my homepage, and it says, Raiders game by game predictions. Oh no, I can't believe I'm going to do this, Bobby. Oh, I'm not. Don't do it. I shouldn't do it. Okay, I'll do a little bit of it. It says week one at the Chargers win, week two at Baltimore loss, week three at Carolina win, week four at Cleveland loss, 2-2, week five at Denver win, week six Pittsburgh at home win, 4-2, week seven at the Rams loss, 4-3, week eight at Kansas City loss, 4-5, week nine at the Bengals loss. No, excuse me. 4-4 after the Chiefs. Week 9 at the Bengals loss, 4-5 before the bye. It's some article, right? Someone's up there saying 4-5. They might not be too far off. That schedule's tough. Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. You're playing the entire AFC North. You better be pretty good. You better be good coming out of camp as we get going here. All right, when we come back, a short one. We'll reset at the top of the hour. It's a good phone call day today. It's good to interact on our YouTube page, JT the Brick YT. I like this. I started this not too long ago, maybe two and a half months. We got 100 people up there right now. That's nice. That's like a mini radio show. What I want to be able to do is to have a radio show also here on YouTube. So there are days if I'm preempted for a game or at night where something happens, I want to be able to talk about it on YouTube. We're brought to you by Modelo, the number one beer in America, the fighting spirit of Modelo.